This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. Raekwon Davis. Now, I do want to remind you that placing Raekwon on the IR is actually a good thing. I'd rather you not push it and risk that the young man could further injure whatever he has. And hopefully it's not something serious. Hopefully he doesn't even have to be there for 3 weeks. And Omar made a really good point on the show. I think it was on Monday. He might have made it on Monday, if I'm correct. Yeah, I think he made it on Monday. That really, Buffalo is not a power-running team. And that is actually true. They're not really the kind of team that wants to punch you in the mouth and run. No, the quarterback will do some running. The running backs are kind of guys that catch passes. And like Singletary is not a power back or anything like that. And now they can run the ball, obviously, but they're gonna challenge you also on the edges a lot with the running game. And as you all know, this team has had, you know, some issues with running quarterbacks. Josh has had success running the ball against the Dolphins, but this defense has gotten better since the first year to where it's at now. And I'd rather you slow walk the injury with Raekwon and try to, you know, save him for a couple weeks down the line, where at least you can have a healthy guy that hopefully can stay in one piece for the rest of the year, because he's so important for the middle of the line. And this is one of those guys that I was expecting a breakout year from for the Miami Dolphins, because I really feel like he has the talent to be an ultimate difference maker and a disruptor in the middle of the field. And now I did not see and I'll ask Alan at the bottom of the hour, but I haven't heard if they're going to activate Benito Jones or Jabal Sheard. I would actually get Sheard, because Sheard has a sack history. He's got like 53 in his career. He's a 10-year veteran. And against a Bills team, I think you need a veteran. And so I'm hoping that it's Sheard, because Benito looks like he's got some skills, but he hasn't really developed. And to put him in this kind of a situation, it would be tough. So Sheard would be the guy that I would like to see if they do activate, because they still have a spot open to activate, but they can probably wait till later in the week to make that decision, to find out if there's any other injuries, God forbid. But in practice, you never know. So they may have to make other decisions. But I would like to see Jabal Sheard be the guy that gets elevated, and because he can practice with the team. So I'm sure they've got him at least in condition too in the process.